I can think of few fictional characters as memorable and complex as Elizabeth Strout's Olive Kitteridge. Like many readers, I had a hard time letting her go at the novel's end. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, I have good news. Olive, dear, strange, bewildering Olive, is back. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Oh, Christ, says a man named Tom Coombs, looking out the window to see a car pulling into his driveway. It's that old bag, Olive Kitteridge. What the hell is she doing here? Well, Tom's got it all wrong. For Elizabeth Strout's readers, the reappearance of Olive Kitteridge in Olive Again, a second volume of stories about the residents of Crosby, Maine, is almost too good to be true. This new collection of 13 stories finds Olive right where the first left off, after the death of her husband, Henry. While she's still extremely prickly and judgmental, her early 70s turn out to be a time of unexpected change, and we follow her well into her 80s. This is the land of the old, old, marked by indignities ranging from assisted living to what Olive will call poopy panties. It is a journey rarely taken in fiction and is involving and moving here. As in the first book, Olive is not at the center of every story. In some, she's on the fringes, and in just a couple, she doesn't appear at all. The first story, Arrested, features the widower and retired Harvard prof Jack Kinison, who was pursuing Olive romantically at the end of the first book. Since then, Olive has given him the cold shoulder, and Jack drives all the way to Portland to buy a gallon of whiskey rather than risk bumping into her at the grocery store. But a humiliating experience with the state police makes Jack feel lost and lonely. Then Olive softens up a bit after delivering a baby in the backseat of her car, and three stories later, they are engaged. The years go by. In one of the later stories, Olive is 82 and has caused a major car accident by getting confused between the gas pedal and the brake. Also, Jack has died. Now everything she feared most about old age, strangers coming into her house to take care of her, a Somali woman and a Trump supporter, moving to assisted living, wearing those awful diapers for old people, and using a cane, has come to pass, along with something worse than anything she'd imagined. Loneliness. Oh, the loneliness. She had not known such a feeling in her entire life. Despite Olive's continuing social awkwardness and casual rudeness, the last story is called Friend. The friend Olive gets is a returning character from one of Strout's early novels, and the relationship she and Olive form is quite dear. Strout's development of Olive's character in this period of her life, her losses and her small compensatory moments, feels very original. I have not read about these experiences before, at least not with so much personality and feeling. Along with the diapers and the humiliation, life swells behind Olive like a sardine fishing net. All sorts of useless seaweed and broken bits of shells and the tiny shining fish, the billion streaks of emotion she'd had as she looked at sunrises, sunsets, the different hands of waitresses who had placed before her cups of coffee. Like so much else in the saga of Olive Kitteridge's later years, this seems just right. Final note, if you haven't seen the HBO miniseries of the first book with Frances McDormand, you must. She will play the role in your head just the way Paul Newman became Richard Russo's Sully.
The book is Olive Again by Elizabeth Strout. You can find more information about the book, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.